Today's Shir is Masechta, Saita Daf Chabez. We will begin Bezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chabez, on Aleph, the second line. Itmar, we learned Kara Vishana. If somebody learned Torah Shvaksav and he learned Mishnayis. However, V'lay Shimesh Tamid Chachamim, he did not have Shimesh Tamid Chachamim. As we discussed at the end of our previous Shir, there's a discussion of what is Lo Shimish Tamid Chachamim. Pasha Pshat is that it means learning Gemara. Because what happens when one learns Gemara, he's able to understand the halachas that are taught in the Mishnayis. And not only is he able to understand the halachas that are taught in the Mishnayis, but also what is accomplished by learning Gemara is when there are stiras, when there are contradictions from different halachas in the Mishnayis. By learning Gemara, those contradictions, those difficulties are resolved. So says the Gemara, somebody who's Kara Vashana, however, Vlashimesh Tamid Chachamim, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says such an individual is Hareza Amaoritz. He's considered an Amaoritz because, as we just explained, he'll really never have a good understanding of what he learned. Shmuel ben Nachmeni Omer, Hareza Bor. He's even less. He's considered a bor. And as Rashi explains, the pasuk says that Adam Loiseshem, the definition of Loiseshem means don't leave it empty. A person who doesn't have that Gemara with him is empty. And the reason why the Mefarshim explain he's considered even worse than the person, than anything else, because he can make mistakes. Because he has limited knowledge, but he doesn't have correct knowledge, he's going to come to make serious mistakes. Rabbi Yanai even takes it even a step further. He says, Hareza Kuti. We know throughout Shas, the Gemara often discusses the Kutim, who were people that the Melech Ashur turned around the entire world. His strategy was that people from different places should be moved to places where they are not from. And like that, they will feel uncomfortable when you're not in the country that you are originally from. And they became Gerim because there were animals that invaded Eretz Yisrael. And they became Gerim, and throughout Shas, there's a question on their Geris. Are they Geri Emes? Are they considered Geri Ermes? Are they considered Geri Arayas with Aleph? That they only became Gerim because of the lions. And one thing we know throughout Shas, when we speak about the Kutim, they certainly were not careful about the Rabbonims. And a person who learns and doesn't have Shimish Tamid Chachamim doesn't have the knowledge of what he is or isn't allowed to be done. Another point I saw is that we know one of the various that we speak about when we learn halacha, is lufnei ivel esita mikshol. And even though the definition of lufnei ivel esita mikshol is that one should not put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, what it really means is you shouldn't cause a person to do an aveira. They define those words literally. Lufnei ivel esita mikshol means that one is not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. And they don't learn it the way we learn it, and therefore they don't find the problem of causing people to do averus. Rav Acha ben Yaakov Amar, the individual who is not mishamish tamid chachamim, hareza magosh. The definition of a magosh is a bal kishif, somebody who is a sorcerer. And what is the point of a sorcerer? A sorcerer fools people into thinking that he did certain tricks, but he really did nothing of significance. The person who learns, but is not Mishamish Talmid Chachamim, is really, people may think he's a Talmid Chacham, but really he's not. Aram Nachman Yitzchak Mestabra Kervacha B'Yakov, from all the various identifications, says the Gemara, the one that makes most sense is like Kervacha B'Yakov, the Amri Enshi, people would say, Rotna Magusha. You could have, just like a magush, a sorcerer, in their time would say different words, However, v'lo yada mai amar, he really doesn't know what he's saying. Tani tana, so too are these people who learn v'lo yada mai amar, but they don't know what they learn. So as we've learned, the Gemara is teaching us how one is supposed to learn, and requiring to learn is learning the Gemara. The Masha takes this discussion that we've been having one step further. He says, somebody who renders halachic decisions based solely on knowing the Shulchan Aruch without studying the source of the halacha from the Gemara will also inevitably make mistakes in their decision-making process. And they're going to be considered, again, in the category of a Moira halacha mitaycha mishnah, somebody who's learning halacha just from learning the mishnayis. And similarly, the Rosh says that one cannot make decisions solely in learning the Rambam, because the Rambam gives us the halacha without giving all of the background. And the Rosh is saying that one has to be able to have the background to be able to paskin the halacha properly. However, the Pesachei Tshuva says that b'zman hazeh, we're in the Shulchan Aruch, there are many noisy kalim, there are many commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, and those commentaries explain what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, even if somebody did not necessarily learn the Gemara, but he learned the Shulchan Aruch, and he learned the Shulchan Aruch properly with the background information, with the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, he's allowed to paskin a shaylah. Tan Rabbanan begins the Gemara, Eiz Am Oretz, who is considered Am Oretz? And throughout Shas, there's an individual who is considered in the category of a category of an Am Oretz. The category of an Am Oretz, we know we don't trust him for Tum and Tahara. Says the Gemara, Kol Shein Kari Krishma Shachas Arvus B'Brichasel. Somebody who doesn't say Krishma with the Brichas Krishma, if he doesn't know that much, then he's an Am Oretz. Divrei Rameya. The Chum say the definition of Am Oretz is somebody she'ena meneich tefillin, somebody doesn't put on tefillin. So Rashi explains, as we said, that throughout Shas, the Am Oretz is the individual who's not trusted for Tum and Taharis, and the Gemara is trying to see who is that person. Tosfos Shan says that it's relevant for Birchas Hazimun. The Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Brachos, the Mem Zayin Amud Beis says that we can't include an Am Oretz in a Zimun, and that's why we need to know who is an Am Oretz. Other Rishonim say the reason we need to know who's an Am Oretz is for we can't accept the testimony. We can't accept the testimony of an Am Oretz. So the first opinion held, if you don't say Krishma Shachas Varvus, and the Mar Shah explains that with that, by the Gemara says that if somebody says Krishma Shachas Varvus, the Mishnah Masechta Menachos, that Tzadik Tes Amud Beis says you have fulfilled the minimal amount of learning Torah every day, you have fulfilled the obligation of Vagisa Bayom Velayla, and if somebody doesn't even know to do that much, then he's considered an Am Oretz. Tosfos asks a question. Ramey says that Am Oretz is kosher any kara krishma shachas for arvis. Ask Tosfos that a masechta brachos, Ramey says that Am Oretz is somebody who's not careful to eat chulin b'tahara. So how do we reconcile the opinion, the two different contradictory statements, and what is the opinion of Rameya? So Tosfos answers, there are different categories of Am Oretz. As we said a moment ago, there are different halachas applicable to an Am Oretz. And what the Gemara means to say here is that Am Oretz, who doesn't say Krishma, we can't accept testimony for. But he's not necessarily excluded. Whereas, if you have an individual who doesn't say Krishma Shachas V'Arvis, such individual is even a greater Am Oretz. The Chum say the definition of an Am Oretz is Kol She'ena Meneich Tefillin. It's someone who doesn't put on tefillin. So I saw that the Masha explains why, because somebody who says Krishna without tefillin, the Gemara says, is considered like he's made a desheker. So a person who says false testimony is certainly an individual who's considered an amar tzei chachamim. And Beit Azai says the definition of an amar is kosher only tzitzis bebigdai. Somebody who doesn't wear tzitzis. So the Parshat Pshat is that if he has a garment that has four corners on it, and we know that any garment with four corners on it, one has to put on tzitzis, and if somebody has such a garment and he doesn't put on tzitzis, that's when he's considered Am Haaretz. But it doesn't seem, and this is a machloikis, if somebody doesn't go out of his way to buy a garment with four corners, is not necessary, and then put tzitzis on it, that doesn't make a difference, doesn't necessarily make him into Am Haaretz. The Mashah, however, says that when Ben Azai says, Kol Mishein Lo Tzitzis B'Bigdoy, is really a continuation of the opinion of Ramey that says, Kol She'eni Koyrei Krishma Shachas V'Arvis. Because he explains, when we say Krishma, in the Krishma we say is included the Parashas Tzitzis. And what the Gemara means to say, says the Mashah, what Ben Azai means to say, says the Mashah, here you just read the Parashas Tzitzis. And the Torah tells us the mitzvah tzitzis and the schar for tzitzis and why you should wear tzitzis. And if you ignore that, so then you're considered amaretz. Rabbi Yosef by Yosef Amar, koshesh lebanim, the definition of an amaretz is somebody who has children, ve'enem agadol l'mitayra, and he doesn't send them to teach us. And again, as I saw, it's very much connected to what we've been learning, because in the Krishma, that is an integral part of our religious observance, we say, we have to teach our children the Torah. And if somebody doesn't teach their children Torah, so he's violating what it says in Krishma. Others say, a person who learned Torah Shebiksav and learned Mishnayis, however, did not learn Gemara, as we began today's shiur with, Zam Aretz. He says that is in the category. That is the category of an Am Haaretz. And Tosfos Shas asks a question that we know throughout Shas that a Cheirim is Rameyer. So a moment ago, we learned that the opinion of Rameyer is that Am Haaretz is Kol She'eni Koyrei Krishma Shachris V'Arvis. And here it says a whole different explanation. So he explains that although typically when the Gemara speaks about a Cheirim, it means Rameyer, it isn't always that way. And this is an exception. The Acherim and our Gemara are not Rameya. So again, Acherim Oimrim, Afil Karvish, Shona. Veleshimish Tamidach Chachamim, Zama Oretz. Karv Veleshona. If somebody learned Chumash, but he didn't learn Mishnayis, Harez Abor. He's considered a bor who we discussed at the beginning of our Shir. That's even a Madrega, that's even a category below Aman Oretz. Loi Karv Veleshona. Somebody who didn't even learn Torah Shebiksav nor Mishnayis, all of our kasa oimer zerati es beis Yisrael beis Yehuda zera Adam zera Behema. He is considered in the same category as a person who is like an animal. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says in Mishlei, Yirei Esh Hashem b'ni u'melech v'mshoinim al tesarev. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Eilu sheshoinim halachas. These are people who we keep on speaking throughout our shir, that they learn halacha, but they don't learn the explanation of the halacha. And because they're lacking in learning the explanation of the halacha, they will not know the halacha properly, as we've been learning throughout our shir, that without understanding what you're learning, they are going to only make mistake in the learning. Ask the Gemara Pshita, says the Gemara, obviously, that's the pshat in the pasuk. What are we teaching us new here? Maybe what the Gemara means to say is don't mingle with people who constantly do averus. Could Rabbi Yehuda Merav? Could Rabbi Yehuda Merav taught us? Kivin sh'ava avera, adam avera v'shanaba. If somebody did an avera and did it a second time chutraloi, it becomes mutter to him. Kamash malon, that's not what was meant in the pasuk. What's really meant in the pasuk is people who are learning, but they're not learning in the proper fashion. Since they're not learning in the proper fashion, im shaynim to altis arev, those are the people that we shouldn't mingle with. Tana tanoim, people who learn only mishnayis, mavle oilam, they destroy the world. Ask the Gemara, somebody who learns mishnayis, mavle oilam salkadatach, are considered as if they're destroying the world. Amar Ravina says, Ravina, what it means is shemayin alochem etoch shnosam. These are people who learn mishnayis and just only learn mishnayis and then paskin out of the mishnayis will only lead to mistakes. And there are many explanations why. One is the posh pshat, which Rashi's pshat, is that since they don't understand the reasoning behind the mishnayis, which is what we do when we learn the Gemara, they could make a mistake. Another pshat that I saw is that there are many mishnayis that tell us a halacha, but they don't represent that is the way we paskin. They're the opinion of a yochid. And the person who learns mishnayis, just mishnayis, may think that the halacha is that way because he just learned a mishnah that taught us that way. And if he could really be making a terrible error. The Maral explains that learning Torah is what gives a key to the world, is what brings existence to the world that we live in. And the people who learn only Mishnayis, explained Maral, and don't go into the depths of what we are learning, are Mavli Olam, because they're not learning Torah the way Torah is supposed to be learned, and that could bring destruction to the world, because the world needs the people who are learning Torah properly. Tanya Nami Hachi, Amar Rav Yeshua ben V'chi Mavli Olam Heim, are people who learn only Mishnayis, those who destroy the world. Hello, Miyashvei Olam Hu, ask the Gemara, aren't they the ones that bring existence to the world? As the Pasuk says regarding those that learn Torah, Halichas Olam Loi, and as we know, it says, Al Tikri Halichos, Ella Halochos. Ella, what the Gemara means to say is, Meir Halacha Mitoich Mishnasam. If they only use the Mishnah to paskin their Halacha, the paskin, they're destroying the world. As the Gemara Masechta Megillah says, the kol shana alochos muftach lo shiben olam haba. And saw that the Chafetz Chaim asks on that Maimer Chazal, the kol shana alochos b'chol yoyim muftach lo shiben olam haba, but doesn't it say in Pirkei Avos, the kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik lo olam haba? So what is special about those that learn halacha? And moreover, asked the Chafetz Chaim, yes, the Chazal are teaching us the importance of learning Torah, but why are Chazal singling out learning halacha? Says the Chafetz Chaim, indeed, as we learn in Pirkei Avos, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik olam haba. Everybody has a share in olam haba, but that share could be just a small share. When we say ben olam haba, ben olam haba is like a concept of a balabayas. A balabayas has a significant holding. Here too, somebody called Hashanah Lachas, Muftach Loishu Ben Olam Haba, he's not just going to have a small share in Olam Haba, but he's going to have a very decent place in Olam Haba. Why? So the Chafetz Chaim explains that in order for somebody to get a decent share in Olam Haba, he has to be a person who's careful not to do averis, he's careful to fulfill all the mitzvahs asay. And if somebody doesn't learn halacha, then he won't know how to fulfill the mitzvahs asay. And he won't know how to be careful not to violate the mitzvahs lois asay. And that's why we're learning that kol ha-shoyna halachas, somebody who learns shoyna halachas, so he knows how to live his life properly, and a person who knows how to live his life properly as a halachic Jew will be zoicha to be a ben olam haba. The Divrei Shaul from Rav Yosef Shaul Nachmanzon, the Lamber Gerov, explains that there are many mesechtes particularly we learn Masechtas, that not every Gemara that we learn is relevant bizman hazeh. And on the other hand, there are many Masechtas, that there are many halachas that we learn that don't seem to be relevant to religious observance. When we learn Masechtas Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, which speak about civil law, etc., where is the ruchnius in them? Says the Gemara, that's what says the Dirishol, that's what the Gemara says, Halichas Olam Ha'Eloi. The Gemara says, Estakel Baraisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah, or Bara Alma. The Torah, and every aspect of the Torah is what is the existence of the world. And a person who learns Torah and learns every part of the Torah is the person that will be Zaycha to have Halichas Olam Haba. Halichas Olam Lai, he's the one that continues the existence, he continues of the existence of this world. Our Gemara has been very, very focused on the necessity of learning Gemara. And Ramaisha, in the Shas HaTshuvas Igros Moshe, Yerudei Chelek Dalet Simen Lamed Beis, says that even though we now have so many Sforim printed, and we have, besides that, we of course have Shas and Shulchan Aruch and all the Nosei Kelim, says Rav Moshe that when our Gemara speaks about Shimish Talmidei Chachamim, Shimish Talmidei Chachamim means that we have to have, everybody has to have a Rebbe. Everybody has to learn from a Rebbe. And Rav Moshe explains that if somebody doesn't have a Rebbe to teach him how to learn, as much as he'll learn and as much as time as he will spend studying, that relationship of a Rav and a Talmud, and that a Rebbe teaches his Talmud how to approach a halachic situation and how to approach a Gemara, is critical for one to be able to be successful in his learning. And therefore, one has to have a Rebbe, Rav Moshe says, even if he's learning, and even though we have all of these Sfarim. Moreover, I saw that the Poskim say that somebody who paskins just out of the Gemara is really not paskining based on what the halach is. He's paskining on the way he sees the halacha. But what's critical in approaching a shayla and halacha is that somebody should have a mesora, should have a tradition teaching him how to approach a shayla. And somebody who only learns Gemara, and as we're learning, so could be the case even if he learns a Shulchan Aruch, but he didn't have a Rebbe to teach him how to approach a shayla, and a Rebbe to give him over the Masorah of learning Torah, such a person is not worthy of paskening shaylas. We learned in the Mishnah that Isha, Purusha, and other individuals the Mishnah identified are individuals who are Mavle Olam, who are people who destroy the world. Tarabonin, Besula, Silenus, a Besula that davens, Vamono, Shavivis, and an Amana that goes and visits many people in our neighborhood, the cotton shloi kololoi chadoshav, and a cotton who hasn't reached his age, and the Gemara is going to explain that in a moment. All of these people, harei amavlei oilam, destroy the world. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is this true? V'Rabbi Yochanan lamadnu yiras chait mipsula. We can learn how a person is supposed to be fearful of doing an Avera from a Psula, the Kibbutz Schar, and we can learn how a person gets Schar from an Amona. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Yiras Chayt Mipsula, the Rabbi Yochanan Shamala Hu Psula, the Nafla Ap of Kamra. He heard this young woman who fell on her face and Davin, and she said, Rabbani Shalom, Barasa Gan Eden and Barasa Gehenim, you created Gan Eden and you created Gehenim. Barasa Tzadikim, Barasa Rishonim. Rishonim, the Tzadikim will get Gan Eden, the Rishonim will get Gehenim. Yiratzon, and she davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, given that she was a single woman, Shloi Kashlo B'nei B'nei Adam, that people should not come to do something wrong because of me, and that they should have Gehenim. So we see how this woman was so careful that she didn't want to cause anybody to do an aveira. So Masha asks, why did she only daven about other people? Why didn't she daven about herself? So Masha says that she knew that she is on the madrega, that she won't do anything wrong. She was only worried about other people. Din Yaakov explains, we know Chazal teach us, Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mi yirushamayim. So yirushamayim is not something, explains Din Yaakov, that she could daven for. She cannot daven for yirushamayim, that she shouldn't do an aveira. That you have to earn on yourself. But she could daven for other people. What about kibbutz chama almana? What does that mean? There was an almana who had a shul in her neighborhood. But every day she would walk to daven in the shul in the base manager of Rabbi Yochanan. Amala. So one time Rabbi Yochanan asked her, "Biti loy beis haknesses b'shuvaseich, is there no shul in your neighborhood? Why are you coming to daven here?" Amalei, Rabbi v'loy p'schap p'sias eshli, I have p'schap p'sias for walking to the shul. So the Mefarshim discuss at great length, why is this appropriate, that somebody should walk by a shul and not daven there just to get p'schap p'sias? So one pshat that I saw is that she went to daven in the shul of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's shul wasn't just a base of Knesset. Rabbi Yochanan's shul was also a base of Medrash. And it's better to daven in a place which is not only singled out for davening, but also is used for learning. And that's what he meant to say, was that that's why there's a schapsius to walk to shul where somebody is able to learn. In general, I saw that the Mefarshim explained what the lesson here is, that a person is supposed to do a mitzvah. A mitzvah is not supposed to necessarily come easy. And in fact, that's the answer to the question that we know Chazal teach us, Al tiyu kavodim hamishamshim sarav amenas lekabel pras. One is not supposed to do mitzvahs in order to get schar. And here she's saying, I'm doing it for schar psias. So some explain, schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah. There is no schar for mitzvah in this world. But even though there is no schar for mitzvah in this world, that's if somebody does the mitzvah as the halacha requires him to do. But if somebody does a mitzvah above and beyond what the halacha requires, for that there is schar in this world. I saw that if by all mitzvahs there's a question, if by all mitzvahs there's a concept of schar psias, is it only when going to base a knesses? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asked this question. So he says, there is schar by every mitzvah of schar psias. But on the other hand, there's a concept of bittul Torah. So if that's the case, they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, so our Gemara speaks about schar psias for going to the shul. Why is there schar psias? Why are we not concerned about the bittul Torah? And therefore, I saw that he explained that we're speaking about a woman. A woman, as we've been discussing in our perek, is not obligated to learn Torah. Since a woman is not obligated to learn Torah, so she could take the time to do schar psias. But everyone else, a man who in that time could be learning Torah, should be learning Torah and not be looking for schar psias. However, I did see that the Paiskim also point out, it really depends on what are the circumstances. If somebody could daven in a shul near his home, and he could daven in that shul and daven properly, so we have two considerations why he should daven in that shul. One is that that when somebody has the opportunity to do a mitzvah, he shouldn't let it pass by. So don't walk to the shul don't pass by a shul to walk to another shul. And also, as we just learned, there's a concept of bittul Torah. But if, on the other hand, if davening in the other shul will cause that you'll be able to daven better, the almana fell, or there is no concern, as we just said, that of bittul Torah, or that shul has is a place where people are careful with the way they daven. It's a place where there's roiv am. So if you're going to be able to daven better in a place, even though it involves walking there, that's where you should daven, and that's where you're going to get the schar psius. This is what I saw from the Shals Chuvis Marshag, Chelik Aleph Simon Chav Zayin, Shals Chuvis, Tzela Chochma, Chelik Dalid Simon, Chelik Dalid Simon Your Tess. Also, I saw from the Shals Chuvis Siach Yitzchok, Simon Lamedalid, he explains that there's a point to daven in a shul where there's a Rav, who's a very, where the Talmidei Chachamim and Yiras Shamayim and Talmidei davening there. And therefore, if the purpose of you going to that daven, that shul, is to daven in such a place, then the halacha is that you should daven that, then you should daven in such a shul. So in other words, there is no hard and fast rule. We have to look at every situation individually. We learned further that Katan Shloi Kola of Kadoshev, that is an individual who is a Mavli Oilam, are from the people that destroy the world. What does that mean? Hacha Tagima, in Bavel they explained it. It refers to an individual, Zet Talmud Chachim Hamavad Barabaisav. It's referring to a Talmud Chachim that doesn't act with proper respect towards his Rebbe. And the fact that Gemara Masechta Chagiga, the Heyam and Aleph says that if you have a person who's like that, that he's nifter, then he's nifter young. A person that doesn't show the proper respect to Talmid Chachamim is not Zoich Tariches Yomim. Rav Abba Amar, what it means, Talmid Chachamim Shlo Yigia Lo Ra Umayra. It's somebody who is not ready to Paskin Shilas and already begins Paskin Shilas. Dom Rav Amar Rav Huna Marav, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says, Kirabim halolim epilo vatsumim kol arugaya. Kirabim halolim epilo zatam tchokim shloi gilo hayro amayra. Somebody who isn't ready to paskin shilas and does paskin. Vatsumim kol arugaya. And who is the individual who is atsumim kol arugaya? Zatam tchokim shigilo hayro. Somebody who is able to paskin vein amayra. Vat kama. Until what age is one not supposed to paskin shilas if he's not up to that degree? Says the Gemara at Abin Shnin. Until a person is 40 years old, he shouldn't paskin shilas. I did see different pshatim in what Abin Shnin means. Does it mean that he's the age of 40 or that he's been learning Torah for 40 years old? Aini asked the Gemara for Rabbi Oiri, Rabbi paskin shilas. And he obviously passed in Shilas before he was 40 years old, because the Gemara teaches us that Rava didn't even live past the age of 40. So how could you say you're not allowed to pass in Shilas before 40? Answers the Gemara, Bishovin. And there's a number of Pshatim then in Bishovin. Rashi explains that the definition of Bishovin is that if the Rav, if you are equivalent in stature to the Rav, so then you could pass in Shilas even when you're below 40 years old. But Tosfos asks that the Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us, that Abaye teaches us, Ba'aser this Gavar Tamon, where there's already someone else that could do it, Lo Te'av Gavar, then you shouldn't do it. So why, if there's somebody who's qualified to do it, should you already begin passing in Shilas if there's someone else could do it? And therefore, explains the Re, that what it means to say is that if you're 40 or below, and there's someone else here that's equal to you, then you shouldn't paskin shilas. Let that person paskin the shilas. Only when Rava was in a situation that the person that he lived in that city was not up to the same madrega as he was. And therefore, even though Rava was younger, and we're learning now that a younger person should not paskin shilas, if you are a greater paskin, a greater paisik, then you may. The Gemara Masechta Chagiga that Hey Amid Beis teaches us Shloisha Hakadosh Baruch Hu Boich Aleihem B'Kol Yoyim. The three that Hakadosh Baruch Hu cries about them every day. Ashef Shalasik LaTorah Vein Isaac, somebody who could learn Torah and doesn't. Vein Misha Ena Efshek LaSoik, somebody who doesn't, who can learn Torah, Vaisik. So ask the Mashah that why does Hakadosh Baruch Hu cry for somebody who's efsha lai lasik, that he can't learn Torah v'Isaac? On the contrary, here a person has a legitimate excuse not to learn, and he doesn't look for that excuse, and he learns Torah, shouldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu be happy? So Rav Adya Yosef explains that the pshat in that Gemara is what we just learned in our Gemara. What that Gemara means to teach us is that kol misha ena Isaac lasik, somebody who's not up to ready to paskin a shayla, the Isaac, and he paskins shaylas, for such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. And I saw that there's some paiskim based on our Gemara that say that just like the Gemara says that when somebody's below the age of 40, he shouldn't paskin shaylas, so too, when somebody is below the age of 40, he shouldn't writes for him. I saw that those that say that they would refuse to give a haskama to a sefer that was written by anybody that was below 40 years old, because our Gemara says that when you're below 40 years old, you shouldn't be paskening shilas yet. Umakas Prushin, the Mishnah said also, Are Elu Mavli Olam. And the Gemara now explains, who does that mean? Tana Bonin, Shiva Prushin Hain. So seven people who like separate themselves from the rest of the world, but they're not doing the right thing. Parash Shukmi, Amar's going to explain each one. Parash Shukmi, Parash Nakvi, Parash Kizoi, Parash Meduchya, Parash Machavasi Vasena, Parash Mahava, Parash Meyera. Parash Shukmi explains the Gemara. Zeh Oisem Maisa Shchem. Does something for like Shchem. We know that Shchem agreed to have a bris, he and his entire city, but they only did it because they wanted to be able to mingle with Yaakov Avinu and his family. So they didn't do it l'shma. And since they didn't do it l'shma, that's why they're considered parashechmi. So of course, the Mashah and many others ask that we're going to learn in our Shia today still, lo'ilam yasek adam b'tayr mitzvahs afil shaloy l'shma, shemitayr shaloy l'shma ba'al l'shma. So even if the people of Shechem did their mitzvah with ulterior motive, why are they being degraded for it? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained, when we speak about Shechem, they already had done the terrible Avera of violating Dina. If they want to do a mitzvah to repair the damage of having violated Dina, doing it Shaloi L'shma is not the way you repair that Avera. Perish Nikvi, Semenachev Esraglov. Somebody who walks in a way that doesn't pay attention where he's walking and he hurts his, and he ends up getting hurt. Perish Kizor, Amrav Nachem Yitzhazah, make a stamble look solemn. Somebody takes bloodletting, we know is a very common medical procedure in this time, that, and this person doesn't, when he takes blood from a woman, doesn't look, and he'll end up getting hurt. Parash Meduchya, Amar Rav Shela, the Mafshir Ki Meduchya. He walks with his head down, and again, if you walk that way, you're going to end up getting hurt. Parash Mechavasi Vesena, somebody wants to know what to do, so ask the Gemara, why is that considered negative? Homa Yosehi, isn't that wonderful that he wants to know what to do? Says the Gemara, what the Bryce means to say is the Omer Machavosi Tuvasena. He just wants to do what he's obligated to do. He's not anxious to do anything more than his minimal obligation. That is not what we're looking for. Parish Mahava, Parish Mahira. So what's wrong with this? Omer Le'abayev Varava. Loi tisni parsh mehava parsh meyira. Don't say parsh mehava means that somebody who does mitzvah because he loves the reward that is given for the fulfillment of mitzvahs. Parsh meyira doesn't do averus because he's worried about the punishment. But says Abaya, there's nothing wrong. Loi tisni parsh mehava parsh meyira. Remove them from the list. Don Rav Yehuda Marav, even though, of course, the proper Madrega and Avodas Hashem is supposed to be a Havas Hashem and Yirah Shemayim, but still, Rav Yehuda Marav teaches us, Loyalim Yasek on the Batarah Mitzvahs, Afil Shloy Lishma, once fulfill the Mitzvahs, Afil Shloy Lishma, because we know Shemetarich Shloy Lishma, by doing Mitzvah Shloy Lishma, ultimately we're going to do Mitzvahs Lishma. So Taisus asks that the Gemara in Masech the Brachas, that Yud Zayin and Aleph teaches us that somebody who learns Torah Shaloi Lishma, the Torah becomes to him like a Sam Hamoves. V'noichloi Shaloi Nivra. It would have been better that he shouldn't have been created. And here we're learning Metarech Shaloi Lishma, Baal Lishma. So how do we understand that? So Taisus in Masech the Nazir says that there's different types of Shaloi Lishma. If somebody learns Shaloi Lishma Lekanter to be able to use the Torah in a negative fashion, if somebody uses the Torah Lekapeich Acherim, or somebody learns the Torah just to be able to tease other people, then he should learn not to learn Torah Shaloi Lishma. Or, as the Marsha explains, if you're learning Torah to just for reputation, or you're learning Torah like Bilam learned Torah, to be able to use it to curse Klal Yisrael, such a person should not learn Torah. But somebody who learns Torah, even though he's not learning Torah properly, then the halacha is that he is Torah Shaloi Lishma, Baal Lishma. Moreover, the Chidah says that why should somebody learn Torah Shaloi Lishma? Because we know the Gemara says, Chazal teach us, says the Chidah, Barasli Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I created the Torah, and Barasli Yetzahara, and Barasli Torah Tavlin, that the Torah is the antidote against the Yetzahara. Since the Torah is the antidote against Yetzahara, so then it's appropriate to learn the Torah, even if it's Shaloi Lishma, but at least it will help you accomplish what you're supposed to. Another pshat that I saw this in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, and Loyalim Yom HaTorah Adam Shaloi Lishma. Because what Rabbi Yehuda Chassid is addressing is the wording Loyalim. Loyalim seems to mean that this is something that should be always done. So as much as we could understand that somebody should start off as we're learned down the Gemara, learning Torah Shaloi Lishma, Shemetarech Shaloi Lishma, Baal Lishma, but it should not certainly be the goal to live that life forever. Yet the word la'olam means always, forever. So how can we say la'olam that somebody should learn Torah forever with that intent? So Yehuda Chassid explains that as we've been mentioning in our shiurim, there are two aspects to learning Torah. There's the mitzvah of learning Torah, and then there's the concept of learning Torah to know how to fulfill the mitzvahs and how to avoid doing averus. A person is always obligated to learn Torah if the goal of his learning Torah is to avoid doing averus and to know how to do mitzvahs. And that, even if he's learning Torah Shaloi Lishma, but he's learning Torah with that goal, then it's la'olam, he can always learn Torah that way. The things that are hidden, people will never know them. The Megalia Megalia, and the things that are revealed. Beidin and Rabbi Lisper Mahani Dachafer Gundai, the Bezdin in Shemayim know everything. And in Shemayim, they're going to be able to know who are the people that fulfilled their mitzvahs sincerely and who didn't do it that way. Amle Yanei Malka Advisa, Yanei Amelik said to his wife as he was about to pass away, and he was concerned what will be with his family. So he said, what will happen to his family? So he said, Altis Sharim and Aprushim, you need to not worry from the Talmid Chachamim, because they are tzaddikim, and they won't take revenge on you and your children because you haven't done anything to them. So the people who are not Purushim are my friends and colleagues. From them you have nothing to be concerned either. Ella, who do you need to be concerned about? Min hatsnu tzvum shadayim leprushim, for people who act as if they're tzaddikim, shemaseim kemasi zimri, they're really very terrible people, umevakshin tzchar kapinchas, but they want tzchar as if they're great tzaddikim. Yanai, who had killed the Chachmei Yisrael, was most concerned that these people now will take, again, even though they're not really such great people, they will use it as an opportunity to take revenge in his family.